96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning. It is 7:23, 42 degrees on our way to 53 today. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Kansas Workforce One Digital Communications Coordinator Nadia Qureshi, talking about rapid response, the task force, helping out those that recently have lost their jobs due to business closings here in and around the Emporia area. Nadia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well so far. We're probably doing a lot better than a lot of folks here because you have about 130 Hopkins employees and 45 ABZ Valve employees specifically that are, you know, in the process of really kind of resetting their lives after the recent job announcements over the last couple of weeks. With that in mind here, Nadia, how important is it to cast a pretty wide net here locally and maybe area-wide with the efforts that have unfolded the last 10 days or so?
Oh, well, absolutely. Like you mentioned, we already have a lot of people that have recently experienced job separation or are getting ready to in the coming month. We just named two businesses that we know for a fact definitely are laying off or have laid off, but we know that there are other little businesses in the community as well. You know, layoffs don't have to be a large number. It can be a single individual. So whenever it comes to these rapid response efforts and making sure that we provide our communities the resources that they need, I think that casting a wide net is definitely something that we always want to focus on to make sure that we're able to service everybody who is impacted.
So, Nadia, what is the Rapid Response Task Force? What does it entail to get these people what they need?
Absolutely. So that is community resources coming together. You know, our Rapid Response Committee has been meeting since the Tyson layoffs. And continue to meet to make sure that we are addressing all of our community's concerns and being able to wrap around them and provide resources, not only in our community. Kansas Workforce One is able to support those individuals who were impacted with training resources, on-the-job training, job referrals, helping with their applications, as well as getting them connected to the Kansas Department of Labor to better understand and ask their questions about the unemployment system and its process.
Before we talk a little bit about kind of what's developed and what is to develop over the next few weeks here, Nadia, let's back up here on the Rapid Response Task Force, because this was kind of an ad hoc group for a long period of time that really helped, you know, employers and employees in similar situations, but became a task force here, about a year ago or a little over a year ago after the Tyson situation started unfolding. Talk a little bit about the work that the Rapid Response Task Force had done during Tyson and how those lessons with that official changeover are helping you guys plan out here.
Absolutely. That's a great question. Some of the services that the Rapid Response Committee is able to provide during these trying times is information sessions, as well as job fairs, recruitment events, and different ways that we can make connections, not only for those employees who have lost their employment, but for businesses in the local and surrounding area that are hoping to grow their teams and find good talent. So we will be, in the past with Tyson, we did have multiple information sessions, and we do intend to do that as well to address the layoffs that are presently happening. So if I can, we do actually have a couple of information sessions, too, in fact, that are scheduled for next week on March 12th at Flint Hills Technical College. We'll have one session at 2:30 p.m. and another at 3:45. So anybody who has been impacted by layoff, whether it was Hopkins, whether it was ABZ Valve, whether it was another business entirely, you know, we encourage individuals to come out to these events. There's absolutely no registration required. so that way they can speak to representatives from Kansas Workforce One and the Department of Labor in person. So that way they can address their immediate concerns. They can ask those questions and not have to wait on the call line. The call line is absolutely fine, but you know, getting those immediate responses right then and there in person is something that really builds confidence and helps people to understand better and navigate their options and resources.
And we're talking with Kansas Workforce One Digital Communications Coordinator Nadia Qureshi, talking about rapid response, the task force, the work that they have done and are continuing to do to help out those recently affected by, plant closings here in and around the Emporia area. Now, Nadia, I know in the case of Tyson, they had some time before their jobs were done, but unfortunately, like in the Hopkins situation, they found out like day of. So how do you reach out and find these people?
I mean, we reach out the absolute best that we can. You know, we try and reach out to the business directly to see if they can help make us connections. We post on social media all the time. So, you know, if anybody in our area does not yet follow the Kansas Works Emporia Workforce Center on Facebook, we post updates and information there all the time as well. We also see people walking into our workforce center. We have been seeing an increase in individuals who've been impacted by layoff walking into our workforce centers, be it for resume assistance, looking to file their unemployment, and using our computers to do that. Whether it comes to, you know, job preparation like interviews and resumes, we really do try to reach out to all of these impacted individuals in every way that we possibly can, including coming on the interview with you guys here today.
With this in mind here, Nadia, with what's coming up here next week on the 12th, do people need to register at all? I know it's the way it sounds, these sessions, you can attend these based off of your schedule, but do you need registrations here so you have an idea of just how many people may be coming in beforehand?
No, that is a wonderful question. So we are going to come prepared to the nines. There is no registration required whenever it comes to these info sessions where we provide our community members information on the unemployment system and workforce development services. So they don't have to register at all. They can just walk right in to either of the two sessions. You know, we will have a little sign-in sheet whenever they get there, so that way we can better track who all was there and collect that information, reach back out, see if there's additional services that we can provide. But we will make sure that we come with as much information as we possibly can, so that way anybody who walks in is able to walk away with their hands full of useful information that is going to help direct their futures.
If folks need job help, where can they find you?
Yes. So if people need job help now, they do not have to wait until next week on the 12th. You are always welcome to come visit the Kansas Works Emporia Workforce Center. We are located at 215 West 6th Avenue in Suite 107. So for Emporia natives, you might know that as Lowther South. But we are located right there at 215 West 6th, and we are open Mondays through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5. We no longer close for a lunch, so we are open that entire time to assist individuals. And, you know, if transportation is a barrier, if it's hard for you to get out to the workforce center, you can also call us and schedule virtual appointments during our hours of operation as well. So our phone number is 620-342-3355.
You're in the Humanitarian Center right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have a job fair set up yet here, Nadia, or is that coming here as far as fleshing out here soon by the end of March or early April?
Absolutely. That is something that we're still getting the details pinned down for. We are looking at a couple of tentative dates, but do know that we will have a job fair in the coming weeks. So continue keeping up to date with your workforce center. You know, follow Kansas Works Emporia on Facebook. Stop in and visit our friendly workforce development team, and we are happy to help provide that information. And I'm sure we'll also be following up with you guys and many other sources as well once we get that date locked down. So that way we can advertise and get as many people out here to explore opportunities as we possibly can.
Yeah, we'll be glad to help you. Nadia, anything else we need to add here?
Absolutely. I would like to part with, you know, if you yourself have been, well, not you yourself, but, you know, if you have been affected by layoffs or anybody that you know, or if you're just ready for a change, you don't have to navigate it alone. That is exactly what the Workforce Center is here for, and we are ready and eager to help you. If you are looking for a career change, we have funding that can help you reach your goal. So please come out to our information session next week on the 12th to ask your questions. Visit the Emporia Workforce Center so that way we can help you take those next steps with confidence, whatever those may be.
Nadia, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Have a good day. Yeah. Kansas Workforce One Digital Communications Coordinator Nadia Qureshi joining us to talk about the Rapid Response Task Force and the work they're doing as we speak.
Indeed. And again, we do have a couple of open call meetings taking place March 20th.